it wasn't that we played that poorly in the first half. Their kids made a very good play on the second touchdown and executed it and scored. The first one we did not execute, you know, the way we should have, and got caught looking in the backfield, and they got one on us, and that's part of it. That's what happens. But, you know, offensively we were doing some things, and we'd start to do some things pretty good, and then we'd have a breakdown somewhere. So, you know, it was just so poor the first half, but, you know, obviously in a game like that, I always said the one that settles in the quickest is going to have the best chance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they may have settled in just a little bit quicker. But I have to say this up front, and I told our kids this after the game. At halftime, I probably challenged this group and got on them more than I've ever gotten on this group of kids this year. I knew it was one thing. If nothing else, they was going to be mad at me when they went back out there, because I really, really did. And to see the change in this group and to see how they played in the second half, you know, we got back in the ball game, then got down, then came back and got down and came back. I mean, they just kept playing. And I told them, and I was very sincere in what I said, and I hope they understood that after the game. I said, I've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure that there's ever been a group of kids that I've been more proud of than that group at that time right there. You know, there's so many of them that would have just threw in the towel a little bit, and they just didn't do that, and they just kept on and kept on and kept on and kept on. And once again, it goes back and says so much about the character of this group of kids. You know, you got to give Tuscola some credit. They made plays at certain times of the ball game when they had to. You know, the first touchdown, they made a good play. Second touchdown, they made a good play, and they made a good play on the two-point conversion at the end. You know, nobody ever wants to give the other team credit. They always just want to point the finger at someone else, you know, when you don't get it. So, you know, you got to give them. Their kids played awfully hard, too, and, you know, that's what makes this game so special. But, you know, to see our kids, and I know how hurt they were after the game mm-hmm. last night, but, you know, we've tried to talk and we've looked at positives and, oh, we're taking steps forward and all that kind of stuff. You know, our football team did last night, you know, more so than people will ever understand. And I can't say enough about them for what they did in the second half of that ball game. It's, you know, I told them in a few days when the hurt goes away and we can get back out on the practice field, they'll realize that and they'll understand it. That they learned something last night more than they've learned in any other thing that we've done to this point. But our coaches, I'm so proud of them. The adjustments we made defensively at halftime, just, you know, the whole atmosphere in the locker room after the game, and I hope they realized that it was just, I just don't know if I can express how proud I was of a group of kids, in a loss. And, you know, I think they represented us, and I think they represented Pisgah and Haywood County pretty well last night.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presser Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
back live with the David Preston Show this morning. Coach, you talked about some of those adjustments you made, some of that challenge that you made to your team last night. Talk a little bit about those adjustments that you were able to make. And do you think it was more a situation where your kids responded to that challenge, or there were some things that we were able to do physically in terms of our schemes to make that as good a second half as we've seen in quite some time?
Well, the one thing when you play Tuscola, the first thing that you have to stop is the counter. And they're going to counter you to death mm-hmm. if you're not careful. Coach Kiefer does a great job with that, and they do it out of a lot of different things and a lot of different formations. And it's almost like he searches for a formation until he can figure out how to run the counter. And we'd worked very hard on that all week, and I thought we did a good job with it for the first time in several years against it. I mean, I thought, you know, they popped a couple of them, but for the most part, we really did. The thing that was getting us in the second quarter was the jet sweep and the quarterback sweep, and it was just our alignment a little bit. We were getting out flanked a little bit, and,
yeah.
you know, we couldn't get the adjustment made until we got into halftime. You know, once we got to halftime and was able to do that, I think we did a little bit better job with that. You know, it is what it is, because when you play this game, you're always going to get different looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came out in some different looks, and that's the thing I go back to in the first half. We got exactly what we wanted. I mean, they did not adjust to a couple of things we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, we didn't execute quite as well there towards the end of the first half as I think we did the whole second half. You know, and once we got them. So, you know, going into that, you're always going to get new things. You're not sure, you know, for the week of what you'll get exactly, especially when you've got two teams that have struggled a little bit this year. You know, the adjustments that were made certainly helped us. Once again, you got to give their kids some credit. I mean, their kids played well and played hard on offense. And, you know, the Duffield kid for a backup quarterback and stuff, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, very athletic,
mm-hmm.
and he's a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when he ran the football, he ran it hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were doing the same as we're doing, is trying to find things. And, you know, it was just one of those things that when it came down to the end of the ball game, and that was something part of the decision making, you know, we were struggling a little bit trying to slow them down at the end. I'm not sure they could stop us either,
yeah,
but you know, and we're sitting there with our linebackers all out of the ball game, a corner's out of
mm-hmm.
the ball game, and you know, it just felt like that it was time for us to win the football game, and that was the choice that we made there. You know, to have made the plays that our kids made to give us a chance, I think says a great deal. You know, we came out and had lots of opportunities to really take advantage of that. It's just like we can't get over the hump a little bit sometimes.
Right.
I mean, it's 3rd and 12, it's 3rd and 15, 3rd and 8, and we do something that kind of bails them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the frustrating part, that, I mean, they're getting after it and doing things, but it's just like you're snake bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just kept playing and kept doing it. And, you know, every time that something bad seemed to happen to us, our kids just continued to respond to it. And they responded to the point that it gave us a chance at the end of the ball game. You know, the touchdown pass at the end is executed perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our kids do what they're supposed to do. The read is there. We
yeah.
look the safety off, and it's a perfect ball, perfect thrown ball, perfect catch. I'm not sure, you know, that everybody can do that, especially at that time of the ball game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it got us there. It gave us a chance, and you've got to tip your hat to those kids that, you know, it'd been just real easy to go out there and drop your head and say, oh, we're beat and not be done. And they just never did that. They kept on and on and on and on. And I think that's what that was the difference in the second half of the ball game, that, you know, both teams did. You know, Tuscola, when we roared back, had a chance. They could have kind of folded
yeah.
a little bit,
yeah.
and they didn't.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I guess that's what makes this one so special. But, like I said, it's tough this morning. It's tough on our kids, but I guess the fans are happy. They got their money's worth.
They sure did.
Sitting up in the stands, they got to see a dandy.
They sure did.
It's one that'll probably be added to all the conversations here with Pisgah Tuscola, but you know, we just the things we kept doing gave us a chance at the end, and in games like that, that's all you want.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years, and Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back live with the David Presley Show. Coach, this morning, I know you had a couple kids get dinged up last night. Dustin Mester, one of them. Talk a little bit about your injury situation going into next week of North Henderson.
Well, it wasn't good last night. I mean, it has been really a frustrating thing for us. We had three kids with concussions last night at the end of the game. Corey Valentine had rolled his ankle. You know, you got four kids standing over there or sitting over there that aren't going to play. And, you know, with the concussion thing, that they're going to be out for a few weeks. We know that. We don't know the severity of it. I've got to check in with them this morning and find out. But, you know, just briefly before we left last night, our coaching staff just talked. And, you know, it is what it is, but it's a very tough thing for us right now. Here we are heading down the stretch, and I had conversations yesterday with several teams, their coaches and ADs. You know, and we're not the only ones. You know, I read in the paper last week where Reynolds had 11 starters either standing or out of the game because of injury or illness. You know, I talked to Smoky Mountain yesterday, and they're not sure that they'll even by then have enough kids to have a JV team by the time we get to them. You know, just things like that. You know, who would have ever thought in a million years that Brevard would
Absolutely.
Not have a JV team
yeah.
because of their numbers, and they don't have one. So, you know, it's a tough time for everyone. I had a coach from UNC Charlotte come in this week and talk to us, and he said everywhere he's been, the conversation has been that. It's just been a really tough year when it comes to that. So, I mean, I think our kids are okay. You know, one was evaluated last night. One was going to go in this morning and be checked on, and then one was taken and looked at last night too. So, you know, we'll find out a little bit more. But obviously, with the way things go now, you know, you can pretty much guarantee that we won't have them for the next couple of weeks at least. So. Obviously, they're making sure they're okay is priority one for us. But you know that happens. Very tough physical football game. And you know the thing about it is, Coach Ricky Brindley, who come back with us this year, you know, a Pisgah person who's been involved in these and everything, asked me before the game, and you know we'd looked at their roster, and they have quite a few seniors playing and things like that. But he looked at us and he asked me, he said, how many of our kids have actually experienced this?
Yeah.
And I kind of laughed. And, you know, when you really look at it, I mean, as far that had been out there and played as opposed to, you know, we had some obviously that stood on the sideline last year and pulled for their teammates and all the young ones. You know, you can talk about Waynesville and Canton and Bethel and JV and all that, but until you've actually been in that ball game, you know, I just don't think you truly understand it. And I mean, we come up with very few kids that had actually been in it and been a part of it. You know, so the speed, the tempo, how physical, just everything about the game itself. I don't know if you can tell your kids that they truly understand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and then the fact of being in an arena like that for the first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we play in front of big crowds, but there's nothing like that. And that's why I go back to, I have to laugh a little bit at some of these other games. You know, I'm sure, not to take nothing away from them. I mean, you know, TC and Irwin played last night, and I'm sure they had a nice big old crowd, but they probably had half the number of sure. people we had. So, you know, and even last night before the game, Davis Whitfield, the executive director of the High School Athletic Association, and Q Tucker, were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they came from Chapel Hill. They mm-hmm. wanted to experience this. And they were amazed. I mean, I don't know if people understand it until they've come and been a part of it. So when you look at all of that, and then you take a 15-year-old kid who's not been in it,
mm-hmm.
I told them the story of, before the game, of, we talked about being down 14 to nothing and said that's probably the most dangerous place that they could be. I said 11 years ago, a fresh young head coach that was scared out of his mind was at Tuscola and was ahead 14 to nothing and didn't have any clue what he was doing. So yeah, it can be that way. And it's an experience for them. It's an experience they'll take for them the rest of their lives. But these young ones, you know, we were sitting there looking the other day, and at times there's 7 and 8 kids on our offense and our defense mm-hmm. that'll be back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're gaining valuable experience. Sure. It's only going to help them. And, you know, I'm sure it took them a little while last night to kind of let it sink in a little bit and get into the flow of things. And, you know, I think towards the end of the first half we did a little bit, defensively especially, and then when we come out in the second half, I think that showed. So, you know, I think we all do this. Sometimes we forget that these are 15, 16, 17-year-old kids that are out there doing this. And I'm telling you what now, that's a pretty big stage to be on when you've never been out there. But I was so, so proud of how they handled that.
Back with more in a moment. It's David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything in Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Carhartt clothing lasts and lasts, but Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed Supply is one day only, Saturday, October 8th. Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed is your chance to win a $500 BP gas card or a $350 Ingles grocery card. You could also win Carhartt outfits for men and women. Other great Carhartt gifts will be awarded every half hour. Carhartt Day at Pioneer Seed in Waynesville is one day only. All Carhartt on sale Saturday, October 8th. Extended store hours from 9 to 5.
Back live this morning with the David Preston Show. Coach, we were talking a little bit about our injury situation, those kinds of things. Now we got to get ready for North Henderson, a very good football team. You know, by all accounts, probably the best team that they've had over there since they've had a school, as far as we can tell. So we got our work cut out for us. They took a pretty big loss, I think, yesterday, but that was to a good team. Got to put that hat right back on again and be ready to go, and a lot to play for starting right now.
Well, we are, and I'm going to tell you, this may be the greatest challenge that we've had. The one thing that I will tip my hat to these kids is, you know, even with the tough times we've had early in the season, they've come back in on Monday and
mm-hmm.
Been ready to go and gotten ready for the next game and worked hard, and by Friday, I mean, we're ready to play. this one will be harder. I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
I Doug Brooks came out on the field before the game last night, and we stood and talked for a while. And I respect Doug as much as anybody. I had the opportunity to student teach under him. I got to coach a year under him, so I got to learn an awful lot. And he's always said this, the hardest week there is to practice, win or lose, is the week after Tuscola.
Sure.
And it really is. And, you know, the thing we've got to stress the most, and we talked about it a little bit last night afterwards, is it's not something that we're just saying. It's still there. You know, we're still sitting here with a chance to be a one seed. And I know that's hard to believe. We may not all agree with it. I don't agree with it. I'll be honest with you. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And we're certainly not going to say, oh, sorry, we don't agree with this. We're not going to do it. But if we, you know, we're getting ready now to enter the 2A part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going to determine the playoffs for us. And, you know, if we're sitting here, you know, North Henderson's a good football team. We've seen them on film a couple times, but still you're sitting at a team that's, I think, won three ball games.
Right.
You know, Smokey's the next week, and they've won two, and Brevard's last, and they won a game.
Yep.
You know, their only win came with us a forfeit. So,
right.
You know, you're sitting here going, okay, we need to run the table on this. We can go win, and that'll give us a home playoff game.
And that's the thing everybody needs to understand. That's very, very real for this team.
Oh, it's extremely real. And you know, like I said, I talked to several coaches and people last week, and it was amazing to me. You know, one place, well, my quarterback's quit. Another place, it's like, all right, just three more Mondays, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do this no more.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, we got a chance to, if we, you know, we honestly thought we would run the table. And we just we came up a half a yard short last night of possibly having a chance to run the table.
Yeah.
But these are important, and we can continue to play. The next two are on the road, and it's going to be tough. Going to North Henderson is going to be a very tough football game. North is a tough place to play.
It is.
It's like you're by yourself.
Absolutely. You got a track field. It seems like it's always cold over there when we play.
It's a long ways. Bad thing is, at halftime, you got to walk right in the middle of our stands. That might not be a good thing for us right now. So, but they do. They've got a better football team than they've had in a long time. You know, they went up there last week and beat Tuscola. We've got to regroup, and it's going to take us a little while. It ain't something we're going to snap our fingers and come in on Monday and everything's going to be fine. You know, we've stressed to our kids that the importance of that. You know, we can still make a lot of noise and make a great run and finish real good about what we're doing. You know, the thing with it now is there's no pressure on us. I mean, we're not going to be conference champions. Tuscola's over. Lay years back in play.
Yeah.
You know, seniors, you've got 3, 4, 5 games left, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your ears back and just play your hearts out and enjoy this time because, you know, they love to make fun of me when I say it, but the time will go so quickly for them, and it is going quick.
Yep.
I mean, we're sitting here down the stretch. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge. I know they had a tough loss last night, which most people are going to when they play it, frankly.
Yep.
But,
yep.
You know, we just got to... We're going to have to look at some things. Obviously, the injury situation has really, really put us in a bind right now, and we're going to have to do some finagling. And that's the thing that's been so tough this year. It seems like every Monday when we come in, we're just plugging holes. For the first time, and Coach Cagle and I talked about this last night, and I think Coach Holloway's one that mentioned it, we're slowly starting, I think, to get a little bit better up front on offense. And I think it's simply just because we're not making changes.
Mm-hmm.
We've had for 2 or 3 weeks now the same group. And I think it's starting to show a little bit. So, you know, we're going to have to do that in some areas. I can promise you, our kids are still excited and still want to play football. They're not ready for basketball yet. Like I said, we've got to go on the road 2 more weeks for 2 tough places. And, you know, they ought to be dandies, but, you know, I expect our kids to show up.
Back with more in a moment. David Press, the show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Final segment today. I want to mention one thing real quick. Pioneer Seed Supply is having their Carhartt Day. One of our proud sponsors. I want to mention them today. They're having, like I said, their Carhartt today. Today we mentioned that a lot last night. Coach, again, getting ready for North Henderson. One thing I do want to mention real quick. We've only got a couple minutes left in this final segment. JV team won another football game against Tuscola. You've got to be very, very proud of what Coach Mathis and that group has done with that JV team this year. They've played very well all season.
They have played very well. They've played and under some duress as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you're sitting here and we're pulling kids left and right, and one comes up this week and goes back the next week and this one comes up, that's tough on them. Mm-hmm. And we know that's tough on them. But that's part of your JV program, you know, and I'm not sure that I don't know what's going to happen to them this week either.
Yeah.
So, but I am, you know, in considering all those kinds of things, they have handled that so well, and you know, to come out and you know, anytime you beat Tuscola in anything, that's important here. I don't care what it is. If we're playing Tiddlywinks on the porch on Saturday night, it's important.
Yeah.
And to see those kids compete like they did Thursday. The excitement, big old. Let me tell you, there's people that would have killed for that crowd.
Oh yeah.
On a Friday night game.
Oh yeah.
You know, so you know, they're doing such a good job right now, and that's the thing that's tough right now. We're not sure how many games they've got left. You know, Brevard does not have a
team.
Right. We tried to pick up Owen at the end of the season, but we're not sure yet now if they'll have enough, and they may just pull their kids up.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey told us last week that by then they're not sure they're going to have enough kids to have a JV team. You know, so it's a tough deal for them right now. We don't know anything for sure yet. You know,
well, that really hurts your program when you're not able to get those kids those snaps like that, 2-3 games.
Yeah, it does, and that's what we don't want to have happen. But, you know, I mean, it goes back to the things we've talked about, you know, and I think Smokey dressed out 21 kids on the varsity last night, and a lot of those kids were eight-quarter kids from the JV. So, you know, it is. It's a tough time for a lot of people, but, we're extremely proud of them. They are playing well. Even with all the changing around that we've had to do to them, it says a lot about them. It says a lot about our JV coaches. And, you know, we hope they can keep rolling. And however this thing finishes up at the end for them, we want it to finish up on a very positive note for them because of their success and then the young kids we've got coming back from the varsity. You know, we feel good about what's going to happen here the next few years.
We'll be on the air tomorrow. Next week, 6:30 is our air time as we take on North Henderson. Be right back here at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show. For head coach David Presley, Frank Burr, back in our studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.